Church and Its Work, Monday, June 24, 1912. Grand Rapids, Minnesota Press. Abdu'l-Bahá, the Persian prophet of a new universal religion, who is now touring this country, has a staunch defender and advocate in Grand Rapids, in Reverend B.A. Van Sluters, pastor of the Holland Unitarian Church. Mr. Van Sluters does not agree with the estimates of Abdul quoted lately in the press. In an interesting historical summary of the man and his movement, given yesterday in a sermon, Mr. Van Sluters said, "How Baha'ism Started." What is now called Baha'ism originated with a young merchant of Shiraz, Persia, in 1844. By deep study and meditation, he had become very much dissatisfied with the religious formalism and judicial and political corruption of his country. To study the sources of Mohammedanism, he went on a pilgrimage to Mecca, but there he found matters still worse. With indignation and sorrow in his heart, he returned to his own city and proclaimed a spiritual reform. The young reformer, 24 years old, began to be called the Bab, that is, gate or door, through which a new light shines. He had studied Parsiism, Judaism, Buddhism, Mohammedanism, Hinduism, and Christianity. His desire was to go back of the separate religions to find the source of all religion. Through the form, he wanted to penetrate to the spirit, and he hoped to see that religion practiced in daily life, in church and nation. He certainly had not studied the teachings of Jesus in vain. His preaching was directed especially against ceremonialism, hypocrisy, and coldness in religion, against the corruption of judges and other public officials, and unjust taxes and spoliation, against superstitions and church divisions and church hatreds, against race hatred, against war, against polygamy and the low estimate placed upon women. Life of Founder Sacrificed. He obtained an enthusiastic following among people of all classes in society. His preaching the rights of women brought to his assistance the energy, the beautiful purity, and eloquence of a remarkable woman, although she never met the Bab personally. A frightful persecution broke out against the Bab and his devoted followers in 1850 to 1852. The Bab was publicly executed, being only 30 years old. The woman worker was burned alive. Thousands of men, women, and helpless children were butchered. After the death of the young reformer, minor leaders in the various parts of the country directed the work until, in 1862, Baha'u'llah, scion of a leading family, proclaimed himself the head of the new movement, the fulfillment of the prophecy of the Bab. The reformer's life is a hard one. The large estates of Baha'u'llah were confiscated. In the direst poverty, he and his family were exiled to Baghdad, then to other places, till at length he was imprisoned in Acre, near Nazareth, in Palestine. From this prison he continued to direct the reforming movement. He sent missionaries into the world, and he wrote letters to the heads of leading nations. He addressed letters to the Tsar of Russia, to Queen Victoria of England, to the President of the United States, to the Sultan of Turkey. Letters pleading against war and for peace and humanity. But politics is politics, and business is business. Christian wars and social injustice and judicial murders went on just the same. Tyranny remained supreme, and the spirit of the Christ which spoke through this Eastern prophet pleaded in vain, as it has done for 20 centuries. Rise of Abdu'l-Bahá. In 1892, Baha'u'llah died in prison, and his son, also in prison, became the recognized leader. He is called Abdu'l-Bahá. To this new movement is at least partly due the awakening of Persia and of Turkey. The Turkish Revolution in 1908 released Abdu'l-Bahá from his prison, where he has spent the larger part of his life. Since his release, he has traveled to Europe. Everywhere he has been well received. Noted men invite him to their pulpits. At present, he is traveling in the United States, reminding us of the best in our own religion and delivering lectures for universal peace and brotherhood. Baha'ism wants war abolished, teaches equal social and political rights for women. It believes in a brotherhood of man that reaches beyond religion, race, and sex. It believes in the universal God of all and desires to accomplish unity by pointing to the great principles underlying all religions. The forms and creeds separate. The spirit unites. The Christian should become a better Christian. The Buddhist, a better Buddhist. The Mohammedan, a better Mohammedan. The Jew, a better Jew, in spirit. I do not bring you a new religion, but I wish to rekindle the flame of your own religion, says Abdu'l-Bahá. Message for the times. This certainly is a message for the times. It is a pity that it has come to us Christians from Persia. It is humiliating and arouses our prejudice and religious hatreds. All that is good in the preaching of Abdu'l-Bahá is contained in the teaching of Jesus. His doctrine of love to God and love to man is a statement of universal religion that cannot be improved. But Christians have not been true to the religion of Jesus. Hair-splitting formalism and creeds, church hatreds, social injustice and industrialism cry to heaven for vengeance. Wars and race hatreds are pronounced in Christian lands. It may be that Christianity is a failure, but in reality, the religion of Jesus has never been tried. In Baha'ism, some things seem fanciful and partake of distinctly Eastern flavor. But the great principle of the movement is sound: justice, righteousness, blessedness, brotherhood. Some Christian preachers proclaim the same tidings, but one more earnest prophet can do no harm. Baha'ism counts about 3 million of followers with very rapid increase, most of them in Eastern countries, with temples in many large cities. There are temples in St. Petersburg, Berlin, Paris, London, New York, Chicago, Baltimore, Philadelphia, Boston, Denver, Los Angeles, and other places. William P. Lovett.